Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to Resolve FM, the only podcast where we tell you what it takes to get what you want. My name is Cassius Chiani, and today I'm going to talk to you about a topic which is quite dear to me and has been this week. And that is a topic which some of you will really be able to relate to, probably because it's something that you've struggled with before. And if you haven't, it's something that you're struggling with now. And the topic I'd like to talk to you about is finding your voice and the idea that you are allowed to think and say something and to feel a certain way. And at the end of this podcast, you're going to understand a little bit more about what that concept of finding your voice means and a few next steps that you can take towards finding your voice. So the simplest way to describe my experience with finding your voice is talking about the startup that I'm currently working on, Biozo. And the idea behind Biozo is that essentially I want to create a movement and I want to create something that empowers people to push themselves to get results. It's an app for the ambitious, which means that the messaging is really heavy on, you know, you're not playing to lose. The idea that you are ambitious and you're here to get results, which for a lot of you listening to this podcast, I'm sure that's something you relate to. You're not here to fuck around. You're not here and you're not putting work in to expect that in the future, there's nothing in it for you. I'm here to work. I'm here to get results. I'm here to kind of like pick the fruits of my labor, 10, 20, 30, however long it takes years from now. Now, what's interesting is that this message is pretty hardcore for a lot of people, because some people haven't decided that they want that. They haven't decided that they want to push themselves or to kind of get the results that really matter to them. And for me, I understand what that feels like, because for a long time, I would be really kind of anti-work culture. The idea that there should be a balance, that we have to balance this with this concept of work and life. And for years, I found the idea that it's like, well, if I work this much, I should have this much life. And what I found with the idea of splitting and compartmentalizing those two things is it doesn't work. And it wasn't until I started to work with coaches and other founders that I could see that life is literally life. There is no difference, right? If you go to work should be able to take away from personal life, and personal life should be able to take away from work. Your life is all your life amounts to is how you choose to use your time and how you choose to move through the world using that time, which means that the idea of work-life balance is already broken, because the balance is life is life. If you choose to work for 20 years now and then spend the next 40 years playing, is that something you should be upset by simply because the scales don't match up? Or if you spend the next 40 years working but every single waking moment feels like play, should you be upset by that? Again, it's one of those weird concepts, but it took me working with, you know, these incredible like founders and CEOs and coaches to get to the stage where I understood that and I could make an impact with that. And right now, I'm personally choosing to use my time for quite big, ambitious ventures, which I'm sure a lot of you can relate to. And this is where finding your voice becomes something that's quite tricky to understand, is that when you want to do something, something which impacts people, something which changes your world or theirs, you have to have a message that you can stand behind, something that you can believe in and ultimately not sell to people, but give people, to tell them that this is who I am, this is how I think. And if you choose to buy into it, that's fine. If you choose not to buy into it, that's also okay. You're not right for me. Now, I'm not saying that you should be the kind of, essentially the dick bag that turns around and says, oh, my customers don't understand me, that's their fault. No, like you should get to a stage where you can, you know, resonate a clear, compelling message. But at the same time, you should be able to say no. You should be able to say to people, you are not right for me. And this app or this product or this service is not right for you. And you have to be okay with that. And this is the hard part about finding your voice. It's about how do you speak to people and how do you get your message across in a way that stays true to your end goals and doesn't try to please everyone. And that's a big problem with finding your voice. The idea that there's all of these quick wins, all of these opportunities that you can jump on and strive towards, and suddenly you realize, well, actually you stand for nothing. A really good example of this, especially for me in my, you know, in my life, I was gonna say personal life, but we've already established that that's, you know, it's bullshit, is the idea that when I was working, running design studios, I used to think to myself, well, what messages do I need to do to attract customers? And when one message would work, I would tunnel into it. And then someone else would come along and say, oh, we're looking for this. or we're looking for, say, you know, we were doing some branding work and someone would say, well, we're looking for, you know, people doing user experience. And suddenly I'd find myself saying, yeah, we're a user experience design studio. Yeah, we're a branding studio. Yes, we're X. Yes, we're Y. Yes, we're Z. You know, one day we're an Apple, one day we're an Orange. And the problem with that is that ultimately killed my business. And that's no joke, because we couldn't find an identity, we couldn't find a voice, we couldn't stand for something. No one knew how to categorize us. Yeah, we'd win one client, yeah, we'd get some good work, and then suddenly what? Nothing would come back. And the worst part is it paralyzed us. Where do we grow? What energy do we channel? Where do we put ourselves into? Where do we put our time and attention? We didn't know. And because of that, it was hard to get the world to understand who we are. And more than that, it was hard to make really loyal clients, to find really loyal clients. And more than that, to make enemies. Something which we should have done from the start. We should have said to people, look, we're focusing on, say, user experience, or we're focusing on branding. And we should have told the rest that, you know, you're not important to us. If you're in this category, we will serve you. And if you're not, we won't. And this is the hard part about finding your voice, is you have to decide not only who you serve, but how you use your voice to serve those people. And then you have to be willing, really, really willing, to tell everyone else to just fuck off, for lack of a better word. And this is something I've had to deal with recently. The idea that there are people saying, I've downloaded your application, but I don't like your messaging, and it doesn't feel like it's for me. And I've had to turn around and say to them, well, actually, it's not for you. My message is not for you. And the worst part is that saying that is quite painful, because I have to stand for something. I have to put myself on the line. There may be repercussions. Some of these people may come back and, you know, shout at me at social media. Some of me may send letters. But that's the reality of finding your voice. You can't please everyone. You can't have everyone on side. If someone isn't a horrifically ambitious individual that will push themselves to the limits, that will go above and beyond for their dreams, then you're not right for my product. And ultimately, I'm not right to serve you. And so I have to get to a stage where I can say that. And you have to get there so you can say the same things. That's what finding your voice is. It's picking something that you care so passionately about that when someone else says, I don't like this, or this is crap to me, you say, that's fine. I don't mind, because this matters to me and this matters to the people I serve. And it's hard. It's really hard because we're conditioned. We're brought up to want people to like us, to, you know, fear rejection. But you have to get to a stage that you're so comfortable with being able to add value and to serve the people that you can help, that everyone else, well, it doesn't matter if they hate you. Look at all of the successful people in this world. Not one of them turn around and, quite frankly, care at all what anyone else thinks. We live in situations where we believe the spotlight is, on us in every single situation of the world. When you interact with the world, all you care about is how it makes you feel. Ironically, every single person in the world feels that way, which means that if you upset someone, 5 minutes later, they're focusing on themselves again. If you make someone happy, 5 minutes later, they're focusing on themselves again, which means that you should be comfortable doing the same thing, being true to yourself, to keep yourself happy and motivated to work on what you believe in, to find your voice. Then you should have to care about the irrelevant thoughts of other people. And here's an interesting analogy. If you can upset someone or some group of people enough that they spend their time thinking about you 24/7, then let me tell you, you have a fantastic message. You have something worth standing for and fighting for, because every time you upset someone, on the equal end of the spectrum, you're gonna make someone incredibly happy. You're gonna be able to serve someone, some audience. You're gonna be able to add a lot of value. And it's scary to think like that, especially if you're, you know, subject to hate to begin with. But after that, all of the love and ultimately joy that you receive from everything else makes it worthwhile. And so the message I want you to take away from this is that finding your voice involves standing for something. It involves being true to your cause and saying yes to the people who, you know, your voice and your message resonate with, and saying no to everyone else. It's not about being stubborn. You still have to serve your audience. If they don't understand what you're talking about, if they don't understand what you're selling, then there's a problem there. You have to refine that. You have to fix that. You can't be stalwart in the sense of saying to someone, I do this and I serve these people, yet no one on the planet understands. And equally, it doesn't feel true to you. Iterate, practice, repeat, but never chop and change and do what I did when I ran my design studios and serve one audience and then serve another because it feels like a good opportunity. Find where you want to be, find who you are, and stand for it. And yes, it's scary, but it is the only way to grow. It is the only way to get results, and it is the only way to be the person who can accomplish your goals and your dreams. And if you can't do that, or you feel uncomfortable doing that, then perhaps go to a few friends, a few people who you care about right now, and have a very heated conversation about something that you're really passionate about. And at the end of the day, you'll notice that if they're true friends, they actually don't mind. They're glad that you have these opinions. They're glad that you have these, like, you know, outrageous thoughts, and they won't care. They won't hold it against you. That's how your audience works. When you stand for something, when you have your voice, the people you serve will think in the exact same way. The rest of the people that you don't serve, it doesn't matter. You don't care what your enemies think about you. You care about what your friends think about you. And look at the world like that. Take baby steps into finding your voice and then stand for something. And this is something that I've had problems with in the past, and I'm learning to do, and I'm still learning to do on a daily basis. It doesn't necessarily get easier, but it does get more rewarding, and it does get more worthwhile, especially in the long run. And so with that, I'd like to say, if you enjoyed this episode of Resolve, hit the subscribe button on all of your favorite platforms. Feel free to follow myself at Cassius Chiani on all of the socials, or my co-host at Matt Sandrini on all of the socials, so you can check out what we're doing, what we're up to, and ultimately figure out what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong at the same time. The idea behind Resolve is that we show you what it takes to get the results that you want, good and bad, or pretty or ugly. It doesn't matter. We tell it how it is. Remember, stand for something. Until next time, take care.